Do you have a passion to share your faith? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Terry and Jill Eckersley Ministries, who will share about their passion for sharing the gospel.
You know, I think that when we come to know the Lord and we can recognize what Jesus did for us on the cross when he died for our sins, when we can grasp that, and it's very hard for a lot of us to do that. I know for me it was, and it still is something like, wow, you died for my sins. Mm-hmm. But when we recognize it and we see the changes that he's done in our life, we want other people to experience it. At least that's been my way in my life. I want them to experience it. But there have been times for me where I haven't wanted to share my faith because I felt like, well, maybe I won't because they might think I'm not that good of a Christian. And they'll see that, you know, maybe I blow it or, you know, I don't feel very close to God. So should I be sharing my faith?
Yeah. But sometimes it's just, we don't even think about sharing our faith. Mm-hmm. Sometimes our mind is on other things, mm-hmm. you know, and I've experienced this where, you know, you get to the point where your mind is on something else and you have an opportunity and you just completely miss it because your mind is on work or your mind is, you know, you're busy
and
you're not even thinking about that. And so when opportunities come, you completely miss them.
Yeah.
But you know, what I've found is that why it's so hard, there's a way to actually make it easy.
Mm.
And the way I've experienced it being easy is actually when I first came to know Jesus Christ, our Lord. When I just came to know him and he really did stuff for me, like he was setting me free from stuff, giving me a revelation about so many things. I just got really excited.
Yeah.
And it was like a bubbling brook. It just naturally came out. I wasn't trying to reach anyone.
Mm.
I was just excited. It was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I just wanted to tell everyone about it.
Mm.
And it became so much that I became an evangelist.
Yeah, I know. It's so awesome. And I think what's hard for some people too is fear of rejection and fear of what will happen. What if they don't accept Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
But what I've also learned is they're not accepting or rejecting based on you. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. We just plant the seeds.
Yeah.
And if we're faithful to do that, God will bring in the harvest.
Yeah. No, I mean, if we look at it a little different instead of having to do it religiously.
Right.
Because I think people are like, oh, you know, pastor said I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to be a good Christian, I'm going to share my faith at least twice today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a works kind of thing.
No.
Yes, there's works to faith. But really, if you're not having that excitement, you need to return to your first love.
Yeah.
You just need to spend time and let Jesus love you
mm-hmm.
and let him do something miraculous
in
your life.
Let him fill you up and out of the overflow, you'll reach people. We'll be right back after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Thornton Family Dentistry and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Thornton Family Dentistry is committed to providing comprehensive dental and orthodontic care to your family, treating every patient as unique and special. They offer two locations for your convenience, 2300 East 120th Avenue, just east of York Street, and 810 East 88th Avenue, just west of Washington. Call them now for an appointment at 303-254-8828. That's 303-254-8828.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 Real Life Radio Shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Terry and Jill Eckersley, and they have a ministry called Terry and Jill Eckersley Ministries. They're going to share what they do and how they're impacting the world. Let's welcome to the show, Terry and Jill. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you. We're honored to be on the airwaves with you.
Wonderful. So I understand for you, Terry, your life wasn't always about ministry. In fact, when you were 13 years old, you lost your father. And from there, it was a downward spiral to where you ended up in and out of jail, ended up in prison for about 7 years. And then you were addicted to heroin for 10 years. Then you had a powerful encounter with God. It changed your life. And then you found yourself in ministry. So here you are now. Tell me a little bit about the starts of your ministry.
Okay, well, really, ever since I got touched by the power of God and I knew Jesus died for me, I was an evangelist. I was an evangelist before I knew what an evangelist was. So I was immediately telling other people about Jesus. Wow. And that's all I've done, really, for maybe 25 years. I function in that, whether it's one-on-one, no matter where we are, where we go. I'm always ministering to people and leading people to Christ. Mm. And then God raised me up within Christian Charity, where I went on to become a chief exec. That was caring for people, looking after people in housing, childcare, support, all different kinds of things, you know. But always involved in the local church too, and always traveling, sharing my testimony, ministering. But then 7 years ago, that's when God really released us to full-time evangelism, believing him for opportunities and for provision. And wow. Since then, we've traveled all around the world together. You know, we've been to 4 continents in the last 25 years, but even in the last few years, we've been to 3 continents. We've been all over the UK, in prisons, churches, conferences, you know, wherever doors open, done a lot of television and media ministry too. Mm-hmm. And then 3.5 years ago, we got really touched by the power of God in an amazing way. We went from becoming evangelist to revivalist. I know what happened. And since then, our ministries took on a whole new dynamic and level in the power of God, and seeing people touched in amazing ways by the Spirit of God, and see people healed and set free. And at that time, God also called us to start a beachhead church in the north of England, where we'll see great revival, we'll train evangelists, and the money shall flow.
Wow.
We pioneered that 12 months ago. And that's going great. So we're based in our local church in the north of England, but we travel around the nation of the UK and indeed to the nations of the world.
Oh, that's powerful. Now, Jill, I understand you were raised in a Christian family and you started going to church at a young age. How old were you when you met Terry and knew that you were going to be doing ministry as well?
That's quite funny, actually, because I did meet Terry in my early 20s when he had actually first become a Christian, but he'd not been a Christian very long time. So myself, being brought up in a Christian home, Terry was a very on fire, radical person, which is hard to describe unless you sort of met him at that time, really. So the interesting thing was, Terry would be bringing all these guys from the YMCA in Sheffield, lots of guys that were in need. He was bringing them left, right and centre to church, to the point, I think, that they were saying, please don't bring any more guys, we can't quite cope. But my mum thought Terry was great. I thought he was a bit sort of loud. And I thought, oh my gosh, she used to keep inviting him for Sunday lunch and he'd come home and fall asleep on the sofa after Sunday lunch, which I thought was very rude.
That's hilarious.
Come to somebody's home and just fall asleep, you know. But Terry said many years later, he actually just felt at home with us. And if you can obviously think of his background and story, he really didn't have that. So, you know, what I found irritating, actually, Terry thought was great.
That's wonderful. So he already felt part of the family, and you guys ended up falling in love, getting married, and have this beautiful ministry together. And you're traveling the world now. You guys go to different churches and you do outdoor outreach. Tell me about what you guys do and how you're reaching people through your ministry.
Cool. Yeah, we lead a church, a beachhead church in the north of England called rivernetwork.church. That's the website address, rivernetwork.church. We started that 12 months ago. But before that, and even after that, we travel around, we do evangelism academies. So we come to a local church and we'll teach and train the people about the gift of the evangelist, the call of the evangelist. All believers should be doing the work of an evangelist. And we also minister in the power which enables people to be witnesses, to share their faith. So we do a lot of that all around the UK and indeed the world.
Right. And if there are people who are listening right now and they want to get involved or do ministry, what can people do to reach out to you? If they want to go to, I understand you have an evangelism school, how can they get connected with you guys to be a part of that?
Okay, well, everything is on our website, terryeckersley.org. We're on all social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. On YouTube, we've got a free evangelism academy. Hmm. If you put Terry Eckersley, we've got a Terry and Jill Eckersley Ministries YouTube channel, and we've got a whole playlist on Evangelism Academy. So that's free. If you want to get a book to go with that, a manual, you can get those on our website, terryeckersley.org. But the whole Evangelism Academy, and indeed my story and other messages, are on our website for free. So just go to terryeckersley.org and you'll find everything there. All our upcoming events, if you want to invite us to your church, everything is on terryeckersley.org.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. If there's someone here right now and they want to reach out to someone who's maybe a friend, they don't know how to do evangelism, what's one quick thing that they could do, even where they're at or when they go out and about, that would send a message of God's love or outreach that you teach?
I think it's the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
The gospel is very simple, is very quick. So I advise people, just walk in love. Make sure you've got a pure heart before God and other people. Don't let any issues get in the way of unforgiveness, bitterness, disappointment. Deal with them quick, and then the love of God will flow through you, and the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So what is the gospel? God loves you, Jesus died for you, and he's got a wonderful plan for your life.
Amen.
And that immediately is the power of God. And you can ask people, has anybody told you God loves you, Jesus died for you, he's got a plan for your life? A lot of people say no and say, well, he does. And then you can ask, would you mind if I pray for you? And then you can pray over them and quickly lead them to Christ. You know, it's not difficult. The gospel is very simple. God made it very simple. You know, we encourage people and teach and train and empower people to do this all the time. So be bold about it. Be bold in your faith and share the gospel. Because at the end of the day, 100 years from today, the only thing that's going to really matter is who we've taken to heaven with us, who we've led to Christ.
Amen.
You know, we've got a lot of work to do. So I'd encourage everybody listening, you know, you don't need to wait for divine appointments. Everybody you meet is a divine appointment.
Amen.
Come on now. So just keep smiling, keep walking in love, and keep leading people to Christ. Amen.
Amen. And if you want to reach Terry and Jill to learn more about reaching people and be a part of their team and help out, their website is terryeckersley.org. That's TerryEckersley.org. God bless you all. And we're going to pray for our listeners now. Thank you so much for being with us, Terry and Jill.
You're welcome.
You know, it's so interesting what Terry was talking about is the power of the Holy Spirit and evangelism, or reaching others, and how important it is to completely be immersed in the power of God. Without that, it is very difficult to effectively reach people. So Jesus, we're asking you, fill all of us who are listening now with the power of your Holy Spirit, God. We ask for this in Jesus' name, Lord, that we get a touch from heaven, God, so that we can bring heaven down to earth. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.